and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Elon Musk insists that federal workers submit a what you did list or possibly be fired. After some confusing follow-up yesterday on whether it would lead to job cuts, CBS's Aaron Navarro reports.
What I took as what Trump said is that he's directing federal agency heads to potentially terminate these workers who do not respond. Again, he seems to insinuate there are federal employees who, quote, do not exist.
Ukrainian President Zelensky could visit the White House as early as Friday to sign a minerals agreement with President Trump.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Blocks it, Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker, and it's career win number 200 for head coach Greg Gard. Snaps off another three. Booked it! Oh my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
From the Kohl Center in Madison, welcome to our Badgers pregame show as Wisconsin closes out a three-game homestand tonight against the Washington Huskies, a team that is playing its fourth out of five on the road. They sit in last place, but they're scoring at a much better clip here in recent games. And of course, the Badgers in bounce-back mode after a very tough loss on Saturday to the Oregon Ducks. Still a lot out there to get for Wisconsin, trying to finish as high as possible in the Big Ten and get in position for the best possible seed going into postseason play. On our program, of course, we'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll check in with my partner Brian Butch. We'll also check in with Nolan Winter, the sophomore out of Lakeville, Minnesota. But up first, as always, Jesse Temple of The Athletic as we get our pregame show rolling here at the Kohl Center. And we'll get it started in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Wisconsin Basketball Pregame Show as the Badgers take on Washington tonight. We'll talk hoops momentarily as we visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. But Jesse, there is a story that you have written that is up on The Athletic website. You had a sit down with Luke Fickell. And I think as we're talking off air, as coaches' conversations go, it was like a reasonably candid chat that you had with Luke Fickell. Give us a tease for those who haven't read it yet, what they can expect.
Yes. One thing I appreciate about covering Luke is, especially in the offseason, he's willing to talk about mistakes and failures and share what he believes is his responsibility. And I know he's in a difficult spot because he understands nothing he can say right now is going to change what the results have been on the field. At the same time, though, there is a level of accountability that's necessary when you're the head coach. And what I found most interesting was him talking about two things that he thought have been some issues the first 2 years, and he called it arrogance and delusion. Arrogance, certainly he felt like on his part, coming in believing Wisconsin was automatically the best team in the Big Ten West at the time, and perhaps the team in general had that sense because of what the Badgers had been for 15 to 25 years. And delusion in the sense that Wisconsin believed it was better than what it was. He even used that in reference to when the Badgers reached 5-2 last season before losing five consecutive games. So he said he felt it was important when the team reconvened in January to have a greater level of transparency and honesty about where are we as a program. We're nowhere where we need to be. We need to get back to beating the teams we used to just to give ourselves a chance to compete at a championship level. And as we all know, the Badgers have been nowhere near there for the last several years.
Which, among other things, creates a very important spring football session, which is coming up here in the next few weeks. And before you know it, the season begins in late August. That story again up in The Athletic. Let us switch our attention back to basketball. And this, I want to be really interested to see how the Badgers come out here tonight, because you could look at the game Saturday, at least in my eyes, Jesse, and see this one of two ways. It's not the worst thing in the world to happen to them. They got humbled a little bit. They had been rolling, were playing extremely well for a good chunk of the game, and then the wheels fell off. So that could be that, I don't call it a wake-up call, whatever cliche you want to use, or the old line, a team could beat you twice. This is going to be interesting to see what unfolds here tonight.
Very much so. Washington is in last place in the Big Ten. It's at home. This should be a bounce-back game for the Badgers. And this is the mark of what a good team should be, is you're going to have an occasional bad loss, but how do you respond? And how do you limit those bad losses, obviously? I look at that game and say it's inexplicable that Wisconsin should have lost that game given the way the Badgers had established a double-digit lead. But it happens. I think there's a little cause for concern just because of what Oregon was able to do when you try to project ahead to the NCAA tournament of how Wisconsin could have some trouble. You can't turn it over 17 times, obviously. They're long and athletic, and you got to be able to make shots. But Wisconsin still has a few regular season games remaining to continue to put themselves in a real good position for the postseason.
Yeah, real indicator that they became tentative offensively. They shot as many free throws as I did after halftime. Six foul shots for the entire game, and this is the best free throw shooting team in the country. Oregon did a very good job of defending without fouling. One, Jesse, another interesting component, I think, to the Big Ten, and it certainly applies with Washington right now, which has a tough task ahead of it. With only 15 of the 18 teams in the conference making the tournament, this is desperation time for the Huskies, and they have talented players. They have some guys who are shooting lights out from three. So they're playing for a bid right now, and as will Penn State at the end of the season. Minnesota's still trying to stay in that, at least in the top 15. It's a little different dynamic to these games down the stretch, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's a new dynamic in this 18-team Big Ten because not everybody is guaranteed a spot in the conference tournament, and so these guys are playing with nothing to lose. They're already in a really difficult spot. And Washington does have some talented players. Their best player is Great Ozebor, and I actually covered him the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament in Indianapolis last year. I was out there for The Athletic, so had a chance to see him. He can be a real load, and Wisconsin is going to have to continue to play well because they kind of have a target on their back. They've established themselves as one of the best teams in the league, and Washington understands what it's going to have to do to win this game.
Yeah, they're not sneaking up on anybody anymore, that's for sure. It sets up for an interesting night. And then the Badgers hit the road Sunday afternoon going to East Lansing to take on the Michigan State Spartans. He is Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll check in with Dolan Winter on our Badger Spotlight. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for tonight's Badger Spotlight. As our pregame show continues, we visit with sophomore Nolan Winter out of Lakeville, Minnesota. Badgers always talk about being a developmental program, and Nolan Winter is developing at a very good pace. Certainly showed quite a bit of promise last season, but the minutes are up, the scoring is up, his overall game is up from his freshman year. We asked Nolan about last week's game against Illinois as the Badgers were preparing for a lineup that ended up switching in the last minute. Tomislav Ivasic was listed as questionable. He didn't start. He ended up playing. But that kind of a lineup change certainly affects not only a team like Illinois, but the team Illinois is playing. And the Badgers were doing some adjusting on the fly.
Yeah, a lot of that credit goes to Coach Krabenhoff and Coach Gard as our kind of main scout people of Illinois. Going through practice that week, we didn't really know what was going to be thrown at us. We knew that they had some injuries and some illnesses going through them. So we really did prepare for everything and everything. And when it came to game time and we got in the locker room, we saw some names were kind of changed around. It didn't scare us too much knowing that we've prepared for this and, you know, we're just going to go out there, play our game. We know we got 5, 10, 15 dudes, whatever it is, that they're going to go out there and play the hardest that they can, and they're going to execute to what we've been working on all week in practice. So obviously it was a little different knowing that, you know, Ivasic wasn't in there and he was their big man. Just trusting what we've worked on in practice was the biggest thing, and credit to the coaches for sure.
With the way you guys are playing, obviously you're getting more and more attention. A lot of sports fans start to pay more attention now anyway with March Madness approaching, but with all of this, how do you guys, it's a little different, probably a few more people say, Nolan, can I have 5 minutes of your time? Not just people like me, even, or other people, but can you roll with it? Does it get a little like, again, or how do you deal with it?
You know, we love it. Like, this is what we're here for. We come to Wisconsin for moments like this and opportunities like these. And like I said, like, we're not going to have our heads get too high or too low. Like, every game is a new opportunity and a new challenge. So going into every game like it's our Super Bowl, like I said, and just going in there, competing our butts off and knowing that each game it has its own importance. But, yeah, we love the attention, and we're not going to let it get to us. We're all good kids, and we're all humble enough to know that it's a long season. We got a lot more games to play, but like I said, this is why you come to Wisconsin.
We talked about earlier in the season, physical strength, the difference you, the freshman year to now. Mm-hmm. But it's safe to say it goes beyond that. It's handling the attention now, the intensity, the spotlight of these games. Do you feel like in that regard you've come a long way in a year or two?
Yeah, a lot of that credit goes to my coaches, giving me the confidence and kind of the mental side of the game. Obviously, this summer I worked a lot on my physical side, getting stronger and all that kind of stuff. But mentally was a whole nother side for me. And these coaches have done a great job with me, you know, going into this season, giving me the confidence that I needed to trust that my shot's falling and trust that I can do what I can do out there. So all the credit in the world goes to them. But it's been a lot of fun being able to work with Coach Steensma, especially. He was kind of our player development guy throughout the summer. So just working with him, picking his brain a little bit, knowing that he's been through the Big Ten season and all of this. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been a blessing.
What's the best piece of advice Gray's given you so far?
Best piece of advice, don't stop shooting. That's kind of the first time I've heard it this year. Like, just don't stop shooting. He doesn't care if I'm 0 for whatever. He said, don't stop shooting. Good things happen when you shoot the ball. So, like I said, honestly, like, having that kind of confidence that my coaches can give me, it's a good feeling out there knowing I can play my game.
You're one of those guys, you have a really good-looking shot, so I can see where Steamer would say that. Do you know usually, but as soon as it leaves your hands, if it's down?
Yeah, I do. I've repped it out enough to a point where I know if it's good or not. There's sometimes it'll hit back iron and go in and out, but for the most part, yeah, I trust it, and I know my shot well enough to know if it's going in or not. Yeah.
As you guys continue to push here in this race, you guys got a lot on your plate, obviously, being here, but do you scoreboard watch? Do you check out? Hey, what's Sparty? What's Michigan doing tonight? Do you do that?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's control the controllables. We're going to go out there, and like I said, every game we're going to give our best ability and our best effort. But, yeah, Coach Gard always tells us control the controllables. Don't worry about the outside noise or whatever's going on up there. Things will take care of itself. Things will fall into place. So just do what we do, and everything happens for a reason, so we'll be good.
Tell you something that I observe, you live it, so there could be a difference, but people always ask, what's it like being around a team when they're playing really well as opposed to not? I said, you probably wouldn't know much difference mm-hmm. one way or the other. The practices are competitive. Obviously, you're going to feel better about things, but am I seeing that right? You guys just kind of go about your deal no matter what happened a previous game?
Totally. This locker room doesn't change. We're still going to have fun with it no matter what. We're going to keep it lighthearted. And when we get on the court, we know it's going to be competitive. And we're going to go at each other. And we're going to try to get better and be prepared for the team that we have coming up. But when we step off the court, we're all brothers. And it's not going to change if we run a losing streak or a winning streak. We're gonna have fun with each other. We're going to laugh it up with each other. So that's why this team's so special. It's been a blast to just get to know these guys and have the relationships I do with these guys. It's been a blessing.
That's Badgers sophomore Nolan Winter, and that is tonight's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is coming up next as our pregame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
Got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real Badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
In the air, Butchie and I'm glad we're sitting because Mark Tauscher is once again.
He's not going to come over here and say hello to you.
No, he probably isn't.
I think you got a head nod from Tauscher.
No, he knows we have our headsets on, so yeah. he probably will come over here. But no, he took a left turn, so he's going.
That's because the bar's back.
The bar's going back there.
Come on,
stunning development.
Don't act like he was going to come say hello if he had a choice say hello to you or go to the bar. Yeah. You know where he was going.
Yeah. Actually, now, he likes me. It's you. I think he's getting on.
True. That's, a lot of people say that. You know, I mean, a true partner come back and say, "Hey, I got one for you." I put it in a red Solo cup.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, a true partner would do that.
You know, we've had folks in the past who have done that here, I'm just saying.
I mean,
I got your popcorn for crying out loud.
I know, and it's delicious. Should I have some right now?
Yeah, why not?
Roll the dice.
for this team, as we get back to something that resembles content, I'm really interested, Butchie, in how the Badgers come out here tonight. They've got I think the coaches have been reminding him, you're good. You know, what happened you don't like and you correct it, but you're a really good team. And if you're going to have that kind of a blip, have it now and not in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. But to come out against a Washington team that's still scrambling to try to somehow get in the Big Ten tournament, so you figure you're going to take a pretty good shot from those guys. I'm really eager to see how the Badgers come out here in this game.
I am too. I think it's one of those that I look at with them is this feels like it should be an Indiana start where you get up to such a great lead that you're just like, okay.
And then put it away.
And then put it away.
Yeah.
And it's not close ever. And now it feels like that. It feels like that's kind of the game that it'll be. It's just going off of a gut feel. Also going off of a guy that's been in a couple of those that just got away from you, and the one thing that fixes it is 8 o'clock on Tuesday night,
yeah,
or whatever the next tip is. Like, you can go through practice. It's great. And, I mean, that's fine. Bo yelled at us. Greg yelled at us. Gary Close yelled at us. Howard yelled at us. You got to focus. Okay, guys, we get the message. We know what the message is. No offense, Bo. This has got nothing to do with you. This is about us and what we're going to do and how we're going to respond.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you do as a coaching staff there, it doesn't factor in right now. Because this is about this group having a statement and saying, we just need to get that garbage out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was only 8 minutes of garbage.
Which is what good teams do.
Correct.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that they are playing a Washington team that if you look, and Greg Gard will talk about this a bit in his portion of the pregame show, you look at total statistics and efficiency numbers, not good. But offensively, they've been better of late. They're scoring close to 80 a game. Now they're giving up more than 80.
Correct.
But they've got guys who are capable, and I'm kind of eager to see Great Osabor here in person tonight as well.
Yeah, and I think the move, obviously, you look at what he's doing by, you know, averaging 15 a game and 8.7. But it, to me, it's how he does it. I mean, it's not like he's that, you know, normal big that we've seen now where shoot threes, puts down the – I mean, all his points, some 80-some percent of his points come from the paint.
Yep.
And I think if you look at, you know, Wisconsin, one of the things that got away from them in that second half was points in the paint. If I'm a big tonight, come on, bring it on.
Feed me.
Right? Like,
yeah.
But defensively, too. Like,
yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Like, I know how the game ended.
Yep.
And we're not doing this. Like, we're not doing this. You know, so, and I just think it's a mentality more than anything.
We'll have our Big Ten report. We'll take a look at Northwestern and Minnesota, the Wildcats leading that game in the second half. Iowa plays Illinois later tonight. I want to go back to last night. where things can just get really difficult. We saw it with Wisconsin late in the Oregon game and in overtime. If you would have told me that Michigan was going to score 49 points on the road last night, I would have said, big night for the Huskers. Unfortunately, the Huskers managed only 46. I mean, just not the kind of game that anybody expected, especially down in Lincoln, right? It's just crazy.
No, not at all. And Nebraska had a chance to tie that game. And at no point when they were coming down the floor with the ball tied, with the game down by, I think it was down by.
Was it one or two?
Well, I thought it was one or two to win, yeah, right? Yeah. They had a wide open. I think it was they were down by two. I'm over. Might have been. They were down by one. I take that back. They were down by one. Wide open look. At no point did I think that three was going to go in because
nobody was making
nobody
them.
Was in. Like, it was one of those where it was a great shot. Yeah. It's everything you want. It's the. But at no point did I say, that's probably going to go in just because it wasn't a game like that. But I think you're going to see a little bit more of that grind in February, and that's where we're at. We're getting to, you know, the dog days of where we're at. You've got four games left. You're seeing the Big Ten tournament ahead of you. It's just, it wears on you, especially this league. This league, by far, most physical league in all of college basketball. It just is.
Yeah.
And you've seen that a little bit. The SEC, more athletic, right? Get up and down a little bit more, different type of physical. But as far as leaning on guys, being like, the Big Ten is by far the most physical league in all of college basketball.
Which is probably on a national view that goes, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Is it a
That's
thing?
Just what it is.
Yeah, just a thing. Just
yeah.
The impact of the tournament. Because I'm a believer in the NCAA tournament. People, it's like a regular season. You could get a tight whistle in a game. You could get another game in a tournament where they let you go. And if you're really physical, that works in your favor. Nobody knows the answer.
You don't.
That, right?
Correct.
All right, we will take a break. That is our Badger Notebook. We'll have more of our pregame coverage coming up at the Kohl Center. It's the Badgers and the Washington Huskies tonight. We'll return in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers ready to have at it with the Washington Huskies. First meeting between these programs since December of 1965. Such is life in an expanded Big Ten Conference. So I can't call this a rivalry. It's been a minute, but it's a big game for the Badgers as they're coming off the tough one on Saturday against the Oregon Ducks. Wisconsin 21-6 overall, 11-5 in Big Ten play. The Huskies 4-12, sitting at the bottom of the conference, 13-14 overall. About a half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If you've thought about contributing to a Roth IRA, but you made too much money during your working years, you can have a second chance through a Roth conversion. As you may know, a Roth IRA provides tax-free withdrawals, provided you've had the account at least 5 years and you're at least 59 and a half. A Roth's income limits may have kept you from contributing. However, you can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth. It's not hard to do. But there's a catch. You'll have to pay taxes on the pre-tax dollars you convert. See your tax advisor before making a conversion. If it's appropriate for your situation, you may find that owning a Roth IRA can benefit you and your family for years. This is Clay Kanoke with Edward Jones in Wisconsin Rapids at 715-421-0958.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
The Badgers and the Huskies tonight. Pregame coverage continues, joined by head coach Greg Gard. We've talked and you've mentioned multiple times what went wrong late, but a lot of things went right. Let's talk about what you show your guys from the Oregon game that you build on tonight to move them forward.
Well, we did a lot of good things, you know, the first 30 minutes, you know, even maybe 33, 34 minutes. So it was just, but there were slivers of what happened at the end sprinkled throughout the game. The end of the first half, we didn't finish in the last five possessions like we should. We needed to be more, have more of a lead than what we did. You know, and so you learn from it. I mean, we learn from everything we do well. We learn from things that don't go well. And that's the part about this, that these guys, you know, as I told them, thankfully this isn't football. We have to wait 7 days. We get to turn around here in about 72 hours and play again. And, you know, just it'll be a good lesson for us as we go forward when we're in that position again to just keep the throttle down. And I don't know why we just got a little hesitant when they were turning up some pressure and they were able to make enough plays, and we weren't able to make really any down the stretch.
You don't have to look really far around the league at all, though, to find everything gets harder and harder. We probably say this every year around this time. You know, last night in Lincoln, Michigan wins, scoring 49 points. You know, Purdue is going through scuffles right now. It's just the way the scouting is, and, you know, wear and tear of the season. This stuff happens.
Yeah, I mean, what we had happen in the last eight possessions probably is an anomaly. I hope it's not. It better be an anomaly. you know, just the simple pass and catches. And like I said, if we could have, if there were seven things that we could do wrong, we did eight of them. You know, it's just one of those things that you. But I think the biggest thing was just the aggression, that we weren't as assertive and as aggressive and played at the rim. I mean, the stats all bear it out. You watch the film, it bears it out. You know, we have 30 made baskets, only 9 assists. That tells me the ball's not moving. We're not cutting. We're standing. We're over dribbling. We talked about the turnovers. We talked about no free throws in the second half. So just things that, you know, when we're on and we're aggressive, we're at our best. And when we're not, we become, you know, become beatable.
Did you like what you've seen on the floor the last couple of days?
Yeah, I did. You know, I think we responded. We didn't do a whole lot on Sunday, which we wouldn't have anyway, just because of overtime and this time of the year. You know, introduced, you know, these are almost like non-conference games because we're learning as fast as the players are learning in terms of what Washington presents and who's on the roster. And, you know, I really hadn't watched them in depth until we got to Saturday night and started diving in. And then we, you know, like I said, go through the film set Sunday afternoon and go out and get some shots up, get on our court, and just a day to reset and get ready for Washington, because you can't sit around and feel sorry for yourself because you got another team coming.
Yeah, big game obviously for the Badgers, big game for the Huskies as well, trying to fight to get in position to make the Big Ten tournament. We'll have more with Coach Gard. Pre-game chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round, and you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. the Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard. You're right. I think for a lot of fans, it's Washington going, who? There's overall stats, and then there's trends. And one thing they're doing here of late is scoring. They got guards who are shooting lights out right now.
Yeah, they do. They've really had a huge uptick here in three-point shooting. And you look at stats back early in the year, January, and how it's been on an upward trend. Specifically, you mentioned three guards that shoot it really well. I think all over 40% from three. And they don't look like the team that's in last place. They don't look like an 18th place team. So, obviously everybody knows about Great Osabor and his stature, but they've got other really good players around him, and they've looked very good at times. It just haven't been able to get over the hump in a lot of games.
Yeah, one of those players that fans in attendance, or if you're watching the game tonight, number 11, Frank Kepnong is his name. He's battled knee injuries in his time at Washington, but not lately. He plays with just amazing intensity, but he's really good too, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's all muscle at 6'11" and jumps out of the gym and strong, and a very good complement to Osabor. And I think obviously with them, he's only played in half of their Big Ten games because, as you mentioned, he's been hurt. So I think him getting back and more established in their lineup has made them, it's hard to jump back in when you're, here you are in late January before you started playing again and got back into the actual rotation. So they're still trying to get their feet underneath them with another player back in the rotation.
And as we mentioned on your radio show, obviously, the Badgers are playing, big game tonight, big game the rest of the way here. But for these guys, too, with only 15 of the 18 teams making the Big Ten tournament, they're fighting for that spot.
Yeah.
So they'll bring you everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a very unique situation. I've never been a part of a league where, there's teams that don't make it. And obviously how that's increased the intensity as we come down the stretch. You watched it in other games as those, three or four teams fight for that last position, that 15th spot. So we know regardless, this is a, you don't have to watch them long to tell there's a lot of talent there. And Dan Sprinkle's always done a good job. And this is obviously year one at Washington. But I know some of their staff that I've known for years. And it'll be a team that, like I said, will, with how they're playing, how they mix up some defensive things, little half-court trap, and then obviously you got Osabor inside and the guard play, especially out of their shooting threes. We're going to have to be really good defensively.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time for our look around the conference presented by the Big Ten Network. Game in progress right now up at the Barn. About 4 minutes remaining. Northwestern leads Minnesota 66-54. This is huge here for the Wildcats. They're sitting there at 5-11. Penn State is 5-12. Washington is 4-12. So, again, Butch, you kind of talked about what we were bringing up a few minutes ago. It's huge as the Wildcats trying to earn their way into the Big Ten tournament. And if they can hang on, that's a good step in the right direction for them.
And if they do, with all the injuries, with everything they've done,
I don't have the stats in front of me, but I'd assume with 66 points, Nick Martinelli's probably got 25 of them. I'm just throwing that number out there. I don't know what he's got, but it feels like 25.
You're a little light. 27
okay.
is what he has right now.
I mean, like, I'm just – for them to win, that's the type of night that that he has to give them all the time. Talk about another first-team All-Big Ten player. He's locked that thing in.
I tell you, they got people's attention. I know Ohio State has been up and down, but they went into Ohio State and really just – they boat raced them.
Well, they boat raced them because on the defensive end.
Yeah.
I mean, they guarded it. Now, that's a whole different story with Ohio State. Ohio State's a team that should be in the NCAA tournament with their play of late. That is a big old bubble that Ohio State's in right now.
Yeah.
A big old bubble. And the more you look at it, that bubble might be popping more and more. So,
what do you got on Illinois in that regard? Illinois's been scuffling. They've had a lot of illness. They're sitting there 17-11. They're playing Iowa later tonight. You see them firmly in?
Or? I do think they're firmly in. Okay. I do, because they have. You look at the non-conference play of what they've done. It's really good. There's some really good wins there. And I think, you know, when you look at Illinois and how they've gone about it, I think they'll probably be like an 8, 9, 7-ish.
Okay.
And if you're a 1,
yeah, that's a
tough one. Like, because you've got a window where they just have been ill, sick, not playing well. But I've said it since November. I still believe it. I think they're the most talented team.
Now,
I don't think they're meshing.
Yeah. Can they get healthy and right?
Wise, yeah. Correct.
Well, none of the games. We've got about a minute left here. Big game tomorrow. Michigan State will be taking on Maryland. It's huge. The Terps sitting there at 11-5, just like Wisconsin. Sparty 13-3. Big time test for Tom Izzo's team going on the road to College Park.
That'll just be a little fun, huh?
All right. Back and kick that one in.
Just a little
fun. Get your popcorn ready.
And I got to give some love to BTN because that's where it's at. It's not BTN. Normally they get they don't normally get those games. That game right there is huge. I love it. I love it. I love it. Sit back and have some fun with that one.
Yeah. In Butchie's house, we have a lot of popcorn.
I might have some right now.
That's your look around the Big Ten, presented by Big Ten Network spokesperson Brian Butch. Stay with us. We continue. We'll get you our keys to tonight's game here in Madison. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Washington. Time now for Butchie's keys to tonight's matchup.
I think the first, when you look at this game overall, Washington, 44.8% of Washington's points this season have come in the paint. Wisconsin, 56th in the nation as far as their two-point defense percentage. So big part of this game is to make sure you take care of the paint. Next, rebounding the basketball. I think elite rebounding here, setting the tone. One shot, get the ball, get out, run. Create some second chance opportunities as far as offensive rebound. Wisconsin only averages in Big Ten play 6.9. That's 16th. But try to create some extra ones. I'm not saying you're going to get, go and get double-digit offensive rebounds, but create some extra opportunities and take Washington out of it early. And then there's no numbers for the last one. There's no numbers here. This is a statement game. Since Saturday at 1:10 p.m. because of the overtime, this has been a game and a tip time that you have circled if you're the players. Let me back on the floor. Let me back on the floor so we can make a statement. How do you start this game? Because you've wanted it so bad. It could go either way. You get out there and you rush and you play sloppy, or you're so dialed in and you're focused. I'm very curious to see how the start of the game plays out.
I think it's going to be a fascinating aspect of this game. Those are Butchie's keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Cameron Hunter listed as questionable for Wisconsin tonight. Everybody else up and running. Not an injury for the Huskies, but Louis Courtwright will be sitting for the eighth game in a row now. Not meeting program standards has been the word from Huskies head coach Danny Sprinkle. Everybody else up here for tonight's game. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Huskies, Danny Sprinkle in his first year at the school after helping lead Utah State to the Mountain West Conference regular season title and got him an NCAA tournament win for the first time since 2001. The prior 4 years, he was the head man at Montana State. His starting five up front, Great Osabor, who has been with Sprinkle throughout the college career at Montana State, Utah State, now at Washington. Osabor, 6'8", senior out of England at 15 points, 8.7 rebounds, 3.3 assists per game. Frank Kepnong, a 6'11 grad student from Cameroon, battled a lot of injury issues and knee issues in his career, but he has been up and running and really been playing some effective basketball. He is chiseled, among other things. Mentioned 6'11", 253, scoring 6 points, getting five rebounds a game. He had 12 points and eight boards in the matchup Saturday in Iowa City. Zoom Diallo is their point guard, 6'4 freshman out of Tacoma, Washington. 11 points, three rebounds, 2.7 assists per game. Tyler Harris, 6'8 sophomore out of Hayward, California, 12 points, five rebounds a game. And Makai Mason rounding out the starting five, 6'5 junior out of Gilbert, Arizona, 9.5 points. And he gets about a steal per game for the Huskies, and he is in the lineup for the eighth consecutive game for Washington. Same five as usual for Great Guards Badger, Stephen Crow, looking for his 100th career win in a Wisconsin uniform. Grad student averaging 9.5 points, getting 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Nolan Winter, 10 points, 5.5 boards a game. John Tanjay, 19.7 a game, 5 rebounds, nearly 2 assists. Max Klesmit, 10 points, 2.5 rebounds, close to 3 dimes a game. And John Blackwell rounding out the starting five at 15 points, 5 boards, and 2.2 assists per game. This is the fourth meeting ever between Wisconsin and Washington in men's basketball. The last meeting, even I don't remember it. I'm too young. I was around. Butchie was not even close to being around. December 17th, 1965, they played in Milwaukee. The Badgers fell short. So trying to carve out a little bit of history tonight. If Wisconsin can win, it would be the first time the Badgers have beaten Washington in men's basketball. There is your little nugget going into tip-off here tonight. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Washington Huskies at the Kohl Center in Madison. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report total sales.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right
circle, Max Kuzmet.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, left it in off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From the Kohl Center in Madison with Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. Back in the network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball and the second to last home game of the season for the Badgers. They took just their second home loss on Saturday, so time to get back on track, and they'll be doing that very shortly as they take on the Washington Huskies. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian, we've been talking about it in our pregame show. We're both really interested to see how the home team comes out here today. Figured they'd be pretty salty after Saturday. They got four regular season games left, plus the Big Ten tournament and then the NCAA tournament. Chance to get it fixed. You don't have to wait a week. You're just a couple days later. You get a couple practices in, and here you go. Tip it off and get back on the right track.
Well, I think that's the most important thing. We can talk about numbers. You can talk about what, you know, Coach Gard did as far as changing practice or addressing or talking or film. You can talk about all that stuff. Guess what? None of it matters. Mm-hmm. As a player, none of it matters. Like, you know what you did. You know that the last 8 minutes of that game were not acceptable. Like, they know that. I ran into Max and Big Steve as they were walking out, and they just said, like, it just wasn't –